Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week and spend a whole hour with you all. It's just going to be so much fun. And I hope everybody's having a good time wherever you are when you listen to this and that you're finding peace and taking some time out of your schedule to just get in here and listen. We are not going to talk about real estate today. Today we are going to talk about relaxation, Reiki, meditation, and a lot of it's not new by any means in the world, but the CBD products and oils and things, because all of this is coming out. We're seeing a lot in social networking. We're seeing, of course, with our world today, everything comes out immediately. And even if you're not watching the news or not doing this, between a friend or somebody talking about things are coming out. But one thing that our world's done is we have this fast-paced world. You used to be certain parts of the world. We still do have places where it's really, really calm. But for the most part, people are hustling, bustling, working, building families, living their lives, and it's anything but really calm. So today, I am so privileged. I haven't seen Dalsa for years and years, and I'm so privileged to reconnect. And Dalsa Nia has a master's in social work and is a certified animal Reiki master and teacher. For over 5 years now, she has been providing Reiki to all types of animals, their guardians and caregivers globally. Did you know, it's funny, but animals do take from their caregivers. You know, they pick up traits. It's so funny when you look at it because they're part of our family. Since childhood, both animals and the metaphysical world of healing, meditation, crystals, and more have always held a special place in Dalsa's heart. She knew Reiki was a calling when her cat named Fuligan was diagnosed with feline hypothyroidism, suffering through radiodyne treatment and kidney failure. Ugh. It was after his first long-distance Reiki session that Fuligan relaxed and started healing. Dalsa teaches both in-person and online, so if you want to have a session with Dalsa, we'll give you contact information today. You can do it, which is amazing. That's what I love about working virtually. I've been like the virtual queen for 20 years, and it's just so amazing what we can do. People think you need to be right there, but you don't always need to be right there. So she supports the well-being of everyone and their animal companions. She also volunteers weekly at the shelters, offering animals Reiki to help decrease the anxiety of trauma, abuse, and illness. And she says this is such an honor to be part of their healing process. I bet they're thrilled. It's amazing. And Dalsa is also mama to 7 amazing cats who love receiving Reiki on a regular basis. They get the pro bono. After one of her cats named Starlight, who was dealing with being overweight, Reiki and crystal sessions helped him to lose weight. But after 6 months, she gained it back. It was this past March 2019 on social media that Dalsa started hearing more and more about cannabis and hemp, CBD oil, and how both the human body and animals have an endocannabinoid system. We're going to hear about that today. After doing her due diligence and finding a company with a quality CBD oil for pets, within 3 months, Starlight lost 3 pounds, which is a big weight in at 17 pounds, which is a big deal for a cat. Mm-hmm. Dalsa has become a CBD advocate, educating and changing lives for pet parents. She's now created a unique window of opportunity in helping people globally with Experian Reiki's healing space combined with the benefits of quality CBD oil and is honored to be here to share these natural healing methodologies and how this has improved the lives of both animals and humans. And without further ado, I'd like to welcome Dulce. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, Natalie, I'm doing so well. Better for your asking, and thank you so much for having me here this morning. First of all, I want to just say that your intro for all of your listeners is so heartwarming, and it's a wonderful perspective to be able to share with others and give back, because that's what this world needs. And it means, you know, people need to be more about, or I should say more aware of just being present and how their energies affect other people. And that when we can give a part of ourselves or share information or provide something that makes such a change in their world for that one moment, it is amazing, and I love what you do.
I love what you do, and I
want to thank you for allowing me to be here today with you.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to me, too. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's funny because we get into the secular world and get so busy, and we're forgetting many times, I shouldn't speak for everybody, but many times it's easy to forget that, you know, our souls and spirits, and we need love, we need peace, we need that energy is so important, and I always try to liken it to like a thermostat, you know, when we, living in Hawaii for so long, we didn't need air and heat for a long time. And now we're starting to in Hawaii, believe it or not, because of the climate changes. But on the East Coast, I'm in Maryland right now today. Those of you, most people are used to heat and air conditioning. So if it gets too hot, we turn the heat down, right? If it's the winter time, if it gets too cold, we turn the thermostat, we change it. And I always like to liken how we are as people. We don't think about these kind of things, which I'm so excited about talking about what you're doing and what you're bringing to the world, because it's so needed. So when you walk in a room, you know, if you walk in the room and you're grumpy and you're rude and you're not that, you're changing the energy of that room, right? So I kind of liken it to a thermostat that if we can work on, you know, making it comfortable for everybody and be a part of that energy and realize the role that each one of us play, because I don't think we realize it sometimes, right? And I'm not saying it's easy to control it constantly either. I don't want it at all. But I kind of liken that a little bit to that. So, before we get, because we have a lot to dig into, and I know this hour is going to go by so fast. What you wait when you were a child, you actually got interested in all of this, right? But way before you really saw. Yeah,
I did. I was just so blessed to be around. In fact, my grandmother started to teach me how to meditate, Transcendental Meditation, TM. And I also was, again, as a child, I was always around nature. I mean, whether we had dogs, cats, I was always going horseback riding, but I was always just out in nature. And, you know, if the kids in my neighborhood wanted to go to the stream and play with the fish and the crawfish, I would be like, no, you leave them alone. And I'd say, you know, I would actually, like, encourage them, no, let's look at the rocks. Let's look at the crystals. Because back then, and I'm talking back in the 60s, you know, back in our little area, we had what I didn't know were beautiful rocks and obviously things from the ground that were pure nature. And I just gravitated. I would bring rocks home. I'd be, you know, and then by my 12 years old, 13 years old, you know, I would just make sure we had crystal shops in our area, just make sure, you know, I'd get to them. And of course, by the time I was driving, that's a no-brainer. So, yeah, I was just blessed to be around animals and understand that Mother Nature and the Earth has so much to offer us, and all the animals in my life, you know, right down to the guinea pigs, the goldfish. I mean, I even remember when I was 7 years old, I walked outside, of course, barefoot, and I walked on our hose area outside, was all curled up, and there was a snake there. It was a black water snake.
Ooh,
and
it just scared
the wee bee-bees out of me at the time. And I was like, wait a minute, he's more scared than I was. Because he just took off, and I just realized, Oh my God, that's amazing. And I just like, I'm so sorry, but he was fine. He was fine. So, you know,
aww,
like I said, we all have little encounters, but I have over the years have learned how the animals in my life have always been there for me. And of course, you talked about Fuligan, who was with me. He was in full body. He was one of our cats. He has since left his body, but I will tell you that first Reiki session, because we were all at our wit's end, and I was actually at the pet store, and I met someone who was involved in Reiki and essential oils and things like that, and I just said, what else can I do? And she said, have you considered Reiki? And I was like, a little light bulb went off. And I was like, no, educate me. And she did. And I got in touch with, you know, of course, a certified animal Reiki practitioner, had a long distance session. And it like reconnected, not just Fuligan and I, but it reconnected. I felt like it was my true self, was my full presence, being in the moment, experiencing what this animal, what this pure light of being was going from feeling like literally horrible, you know, feeling like he was ready at that moment to leave his body, because animals know when they want to leave their body, to turning it around and going, yes, thank you for this energy. Thank you. And that's when he started purring again and he started grooming himself. I mean, Reiki practitioner, she was on the phone with me, just like you and I are talking.
You did
she
it virtually.
Walked me through. We did it. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, we did it virtually. You have to remember, energy is everywhere.
Mm. Yes.
Excuse me. When I talk a lot, I have to drink a lot of water. So pardon me. But energy
sure.
is everywhere. And just like you were using that example, if a person walks into a room and they feel negative, other people in that room are going to feel it, okay? And they're either going to walk away or they're going to try to help that person, or there's going to be two people that feel the same and they're going to create major resistance. So you know what happens with that. But with animals, when they feel negative energy, God bless them, a lot of them try to help that person, okay, with that negative energy.
Right.
And over a course of time, they could develop issues for themselves, or over a course of time, that person could realize, you know, they're feeling their animal and going, thank you, thank you. And other times, animals, they have that fight or flight syndrome because of the energy, because they operate on such a higher vibrational level, they'll just leave. They'll scat, they'll go. Or they'll stay and try to assist. It just depends
That's
upon
amazing.
The circumstances. But it is amazing. And you know, we as human beings, we truly have the ability to not just heal ourselves, but to learn to be full of presence of energy and understanding and love and compassion and no anger and no worry. And what I'm talking about right now is the basis of what Reiki is. Reiki is
what exactly is Reiki? That's what is
well. It's the first of all, the word. It's a Japanese term. It's a traditional Japanese healing system. First of all, back in the 1920s, and it was the main person, if you will, who became enlightened, and the history is very in depth, and there's a lot of controversy about the history. But the bottom line is Mikayo Yusei was basically given this information through thoughts, through a download, if you will, through experiencing energy from on high. When he was at a mountain, he was up in this mountain area for over 20 days, and he was fasting, and he received information and came down with it and started sharing it with others. But the word Reiki is basically two Japanese words broken down to Rei, R-E-I, which means spirit, and Kei, or Ki, K-I, which means energy. So when you put those two words together, you basically have energy, which is made up of everything around us, as well as ourselves. We are the inner light. We are the purest expression of our essence. So when
right.
you take the traditional Reiki techniques, which is, Natalie, you're not going to believe this, it's meditation. That is what
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
And exactly. He initially taught his students with meditative state. And the meditative state can only be developed truly when you let go of anger, when you let go of worry and fear and stress, and peel away the layers of the emotions that stop us from experiencing being connected and being our true selves. So when we're feeling at peace and, you know, feeling that gratitude, that's when you're in that healing space, or that's when you're functioning at a higher vibrational level. That's when your day is going perfect, and that's when you see it's just like everything flows. Everything flows.
Right.
And it starts with your feelings. Because, again, feelings are energy, right?
True, exactly.
So that, in a nutshell, is Reiki. And there's different forms of it. I mean, people, you can do Reiki through touch, meaning either the hands, we call having the hands above the body, or placing gently on certain parts of the body. And again, Reiki can also be provided through long distance. I mean, anywhere, any when. It doesn't matter. I mean,
I love that.
Over the world. Yeah, and the way that works is that essentially I take the person through a calming meditative state, to which once they're at that quiet, peaceful, grounded place, then I introduce them and I bring them and their animal together. And whether their animal is physically with them or their animal has passed and is no longer in the physical body, but, you know, out, and you call it whatever you want. Call it in the spirit world, call it in heaven,
right.
call it the light. It's all the same thing. Everybody has different terminologies to identify because that's what they're comfortable with. And that is perfect. That is perfect. So there's no wrong way of identifying it. But what I do is I bring their energetic self together with the energetic self of whoever they're working with, whoever they're wanting to either connect deeper with or just hear them, feel them, sense them, know things are all well. So it's all about creating.
What does a typical Reiki session look like for the animals and or people or both? Like, you start off getting them relaxed, but now with an animal, of course, you're going to be dealing with the energies, or do you talk to the animals as well?
Perfect question on that. Thank you so much for asking that, because it's important that people understand if there is a method to this. What happens is, and again, I'm a conduit. I'm a conduit of the Reiki energy, of the positive healing energy. So I am not beaming. I'm not sending. I am an open space. And again, whether the animal is in front of me or not, the initial thing that I do is once I've connected with the human and they're good and they're comfortable, I then ask permission to connect with the animal. That's very, very important. We always ask permission to connect with the animal, whether, again, you're in person or you're doing this long distance, because the animals can pick up on that. And usually, personally, I get a sense. I can feel it. I can see it. Sometimes it's lights. Sometimes I actually see the animal, even though I don't necessarily know what they look like, or I feel them,
right.
or I hear them, or I sense what they're doing. And I'll even say to the pet parent, oh, you know, Spot is, I'm just throwing out a name, you know, Spot's finding a comfortable space. Is are you sensing that too? And they'll usually say, yeah, he's curling up right next to me. So that those are signals telling me, yes, the animal is saying yes to the healing space. So what happens during the session? The human will experience seeing and watching their animal either find a comfortable space, go to a space that they go to that is their comfy zone, I like to call it, their favorite spot. They may even go and start eating, especially if they haven't been eating consistently or drinking consistently. They may feel, wow, they got the energy, they're going to want to go and start eating. Another sign that they're receiving the Reiki energy is, believe it or not, they may pick up their favorite toy and start playing with it.
Sure.
And then settle down into a space. Another sign that they're receiving the Reiki energy is that they actually start yawning and or purring, and doing cats do their pity paw. That's their comfort zone. I don't know if you're familiar when they take their paws and they go back and forth. It's like kneading bread.
On the floor, on the carpet, or whatever they do that, yeah.
Wherever. They can do it on a pillow, they can do it on the carpet, they can do it. A lot of times they'll start sitting next to their human companion and in their lap start doing the pity paws. I mean, you know, I've heard all types of things that the animals do for the specific clients that I'm working with. And these are all signs that the animal is not only saying yes, but once they settle down for the following 20 minutes to a half an hour to an hour, they just are present. They're just present. And then when they're done, and they know when they're done, because the animals are always in charge of their healing session. When they're done, they will usually get up and move away. Or they'll rechange their position and start playing. Or they'll start just doing another form of activity that's in their, you know, in their realm of living. Essentially how it works.
Do you find with dogs, is it a little different with dogs than cats? Or I've always been more of a dog person than a cat person. I love cats too, but I'm just saying, is it cats always seem more aloof than the dogs? But but that's just something I've noticed. And but they're loving. They're so loving. But how about with the dogs? Is it the same type of session or same type of?
Yep, it is. It really is. It is. However, with the dogs' energies, I always recommend for the client to make sure we schedule this so that they've already either had their breakfast, they've already gone out, they've already done their business,
sure.
And they've gotten their exercising. Yeah, because you want them.
You don't want them to be,
you know,
in the middle of having to rush. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we all know cats are independent, and they take care of themselves, and they know. And that's the other thing. I'm glad you brought that up. That's the other thing. Regardless of a cat or a dog or a bunny or a guinea pig or even a snake or a horse or any type of bird, if you and I are having a session and you are comfortably, you're relaxed, you're in that state, the first thing I'm going to share with you is not to worry if your dog or cat or bunny is not in the room. If they are feeling it and they're interested and they pick up the energy, they will walk into the room. And that is another sign.
Oh.
So, the last thing I have my clients do is force the animal to be in the room. They don't have to be.
Sure.
And if you're obviously if you're working with horses, or if you're outdoors, if you attend to farm animals, yes, we have a session. I want the human, I want the person to be in that area,
sure,
to sit quietly in that area, and to allow that particular farm animal to do what they need to do to connect deeper with that human. But again, they don't have to be. I mean, I've had people who are on vacation and they just wanted to check in, you know, with their two dogs that were, you know, stay at home because the pet sitter was there. But the pet sitter, you know, wasn't physically there during the session because we know the timing of the pet sitter. And everything was great. And the pet parent was like, oh, thank you. Even though the pet parent, of course, is in contact with the pet sitter, there was just something that particular client wanted to connect with and wanted to experience. And the Reiki energy
opened the door
for them
to get.
And
you could do that. You could do that from a distance.
Absolutely. I mean, I have clients all over the world, you name it. And all I need to know is I can use a geographics as well as the pet's name or a picture, even if I don't know where they are, but I have a name because I do a lot of across the world. I do during my own Reiki sessions, I send healing energy out across the world if there's any catastrophic things going on where animals are affected, and of course where humans are affected, you know, I just send out the Reiki
energy
for any of those animals for them to pick up on.
Good energy. You were, I'm kind of jumping around a little bit, but you actually started a pet sitting business in 1985.
I
now
did.
Now that it's so much more common, but it wasn't then. What did you, that's great.
I decided. Yeah, I was in between jobs, and I was also personal training back then too. And I just said, you know what, I'm gonna do this. Why not? And I was right in the Pikesville, Baltimore County, Owings Mills, Carroll County area of Maryland. And I was called Pet Sitter, and I had a handful of clients. It was amazing. It was just amazing. And then, again, back then, I didn't know Reiki. I wasn't even meditating back then, but I always had my crystals with me. And I guess, you know, that helped, of course, with when I walked into the home to meet the pet parent and the animals, and it was just such an honor, and I had such a blast doing it. And, you know, things change. I moved on from that. And I'm like seeing, like 10 years ago, I'm seeing, oh, it's coming out again. Good guys, go. Be out there. And I was happy. I was happy to see it. So I was like, oh,
you know, that's
wonderful.
That's so important with all of us, too, because we know where our callings are, where we're happy, what makes our hearts sing, right? And then we're able to help others. You know, there's such a natural dynamic to life that if we just listen to our spirit, our hearts, and we can really guide ourselves. You know, it's interesting. You know, that's always comes through. I mean, I'm Christian, and I always say the Holy Spirit dwells within us, and it's amazing how we make things so much harder than they need to be, and the animals are just, it's funny, they talk about animals when there's a storm. They know ahead of time. They already know that storm is coming,
yeah.
You know. They'll know different things. It's just so amazing how it just, I just love nature. I just love how it all ties in together, and it's so beautiful.
It really does.
It really does.
And you mentioned one thing. I want your listeners to understand that the training and the concept of Reiki has nothing to do with religion. It is an energetic healing modality. Like acupuncture, massage therapy, chang, any other essential oil, any other practice that is a natural healing modality. That is, Reiki is part of that genre, if you will. And it is
a structure with it. You know, a structure with it, and a way to do it to where, yeah, that's really, it's really good because people, I find, you know, when you're teaching something, you need to understand, like, what the end result is, why we're teaching it, but then there's steps through it, you know, and once you have, it gives you accountability to say, okay, I'm going to do this first and this and this and this, and then,
And it's all about following, it does, but it's, the bottom line is, with any type of energetic healing and working with energy, it's all about the person understanding that you're a conduit and that you're using your intuition. You're allowing your intuition to flow with the tools that you've been given to utilize to get you there, to create that open healing space. And, you know, experiencing the energy of Reiki, it truly opens the heart and the soul to such harmonious energy flow that it's so natural for all beings, which, again, I go back to why animals are staked. They love the Reiki energy. They love it. It's natural. It's safe. It's a simple alternative health modality, and everybody can use it. Everyone has the ability to.
You know what? I know you weren't planning this or anything. I know you weren't planning this, but can we do a quick, like, let me ask you a question. So if you're doing the Reiki.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
No, but how long does it take? Can you do one for 1 minute, 5 minutes, yes. 2 minutes, or is it going to have to take half an hour, hour?
No. That's the beautiful part about it. Is that, again,
okay,
based
so let's,
on...
Okay, so can we do one for a minute or something?
I'm
going to
take you through a Reiki session. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to take you through a Reiki
session.
Okay, let's
do
it. What I'd like for you to do is I'd like you to be either sitting comfortably with your feet touching the floor. And if you're laying down, that's fine, too. If you're going to be laying down
sitting.
For the pillow...
Not doing
it's okay.
Bad,
just,
but go ahead.
In case any, you know, I want your listeners to have an option. So if you're sitting down in a chair, I want your spine nice and straight, feet on the floor. I want your shoulders relaxed with your hands, either with your palms up or down in your lap. If you prefer to lay down, please lay down with a pillow underneath your knees, and turn, turn off all electronics, but then you can't hear me.
Exactly.
Well, turn down your volume on your phone and your computer. Yes. And if you have any animals in your immediate environment, please allow your doorway to be open so that they have the ability to walk through in and out. And now what I'd like for you to do is I'd like you slowly to take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And if you're comfortable, you can have your eyes closed. And we're going to do this deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Now, as you're doing this, go very slowly. I want you to take one of your hands right on your solar plexus or at your navel. It's also called the Hara, H-A-R-A, the Hara center, or your solar plexus or your second and third chakra is where all of your energy comes from. That is truly where all your energy comes from. So as you breathe in from into your nose, I want you to expand that belly area. Feel it rise. And as you exhale out through your mouth, allow it to settle down. And just focus on breath. We're going to do two more of these. One more. And now I'd like you to gently breathe naturally and just stay in this place. And as you're here, I want you to remove all thoughts of yesterday. I want you to remove all thoughts of tomorrow, of all thoughts of an hour now, as well as any concern. Just focus on the body. And the first place I'd like you to focus on is your feet. I want you to focus on your feet. Just allow the energy to feel at your feet. And as you do that, I want you to see that energy traveling up to your legs, to your stomach, your chest,
around your head. And if you have any animals near you, feel free to open up your eyes to see if they've come into your space. And I want you to thank them. Just thank them for being there. Anytime you find your mind wandering or questioning, go back to your deep breathing. That will provide you with grounding. Stay here just for a minute. And if you hear any noise in the background for where you are, just allow it to be. Just be with it. Now, I'd like you to go back to that deep breathing, and as you do, I'd like you to feel that energy as you breathe in. I want you to see it traveling from the top of your head all the way down to your feet. And as you exhale, release any negative energy, any negative thoughts you have, and only allow pristine, beautiful white light to surround you. And we'll do this twice. And then now slowly breathe naturally. And I'd like you to wiggle your toes. Just a little bit. And then I'd like you to take your shoulders and just rotate them back. Just to kind of wake yourself up. And then your shoulders forward. And before you open your eyes, I want you to give thanks to your animal or animals that have chosen to be with you today during this quiet session, being in this healing space that you created for both you and yourself. When you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes and move around just very gently. And I don't know if you heard one of my cats, that's Serena, saying thank you. She was crying. So, and if any of
that was
you
very relaxing.
Follow, yeah, you definitely, after a Reiki session, you definitely want to have some water to further ground yourself. And if a lot of, you know, and again, usually my sessions run between a half an hour to an hour. It's advisable to have something to eat afterwards too.
Right. How do people contact
ground.
You? That was very relaxing. Very, very relaxing.
Oh, good. There's a whole bunch of different ways. They can go to serenityreiki4animals.com. And my contact information is there, as well as everything about Reiki. I'm open to calls, direct phone calls, which you can reach me on 410-517-4394, as well as texting there. You can do that too. And if you want to connect on social media, just go to my website and you'll see all my social media links there. And if anyone is interested in learning more about my online courses, I have two online courses that focus on general information about what Reiki is and how to start connecting with the energy, as well as a specific crystal healing course for animals. And that allows a person to actually get a certification and literally start offering crystal healing to animals in their life, whether it's for just for personal reasons or if they want to expand their already existing healing practice. They want to add that to it. The website is spiritualhealingforanimals.com. And both my courses are there. And they can get all the good information there. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, one of the reasons, one of the things that I've done, because, again, I'm always in gratitude for the animals in my life. They always take me on a path that, you know,
sure.
I'm supposed to be on. And when Starlight lost that weight, I was just like, this is amazing. And I, you know, after the first month, I started actually sharing this with my existing clients. And because, you know, not everyone has the desire to want to utilize the Reiki energy or study
sure.
it or have a session every week or whatever their, you know, everyday life circumstances are. And I thought, well, you know what? I respect that, and I welcome that. And heck, well, you know, CBD is wonderful, and it's,
well,
you know, it works. And that's why when I offered it to my pet parents, they were so appreciative. And there are testimonies on the website for that. And, of course, you know, if people have questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them.
Well, let me ask you, let's move over to the hemp and the CBD. Tell us, what
sure.
is it actually? Because I'm hearing in the real estate world, we have a lot of people wanting to buy up, you know, get land so they can grow this, the hemp,
right.
Which is very inexpensive. I'm not saying it's inexpensive to make it or anything, but as far as to get the licenses to do this, and it's taking off like wildfire. So, but it's not, the CBD is not hallucinogenic, et cetera, and whatever. So explain to our audience
right.
what this is.
Sure. Well, first of all, you addressed something that, you know, where people want to actually go out on their own and cultivate the hemp farm, create a hemp farm. In today's society, there's no reason to do that. If in fact, you're not already, if you're a farmer, you know, and you're in the agricultural industry, you're probably already doing it. With that being said, to try to branch out and grow your own, you got to be really careful as a consumer, who's interested in wanting to learn more about CBD, you really have to find a company that has taken care of all of the issues and concerns about the
sure.
manufacturing. But, you know, let me back up. What is CBD? CBD, it's short for cannabinoid, and it's a natural occurring chemical that comes from the cannabis plant. And the hemp plant is in that family. The hemp plant is in that family. And so people are asking, well, what the heck is a cannabinoid? Well, you
right.
don't want to get cannabinoid confused with the scientific name of CBD, cannabinoid. It's included over 100 unique chemical compounds that's found in both marijuana and hemp. The two most famous cannabinoids are CBD and THC. So when people say, oh, well, my CBD, I want it with marijuana. Well, then your CBD is THC. Okay, it's going to have the THC, and it's marijuana plant. It's not CBD. CBD comes from the full hemp plant. So when you're looking for a CBD oil, whether it's for the human or for animals, and by the way, we all have an endocannabinoid system. And it was actually discovered back in the 60s from an Israeli doctor. And that just blew me away when I learned about that.
That's how that works. How do we have that? I mean, how does that work?
Well, the cannabinoid system, it's a natural molecules that are produced in our bodies. And the main function of the cannabinoid system, it's to maintain homeostasis in the body.
basically biological harmony that responds to changes in the environment. So there's, you know, one of the main benefits of CBD is that it supports a healthy balance to the endocannabinoid system, and which gives you that overall wellness, feeling good, feeling from the CBD. And again, I want to go back to two things.
Sure.
The way you know that who can take a CBD, who's going to benefit from it? Like I said, humans and animals. Anybody with a spine, that's really critical. So anyone with a spine will benefit from it. So that includes horses, that includes rabbits, that includes guinea pigs. You know, any little animal that has a little spine will benefit because of the biological system that it's made up of. Now, with that being said, I want to separate something. CBD from a hemp plant is from hemp. Marijuana is marijuana. So there are two separate entities. And I want your viewers to understand that.
Right.
And I mean, the industry is huge. It's just huge. But you can, the cannabis does come with THC in it. However, when you're having a full spectrum, if you're looking at a bottle that says full spectrum, that's the best to get as long as you're good with taking THC, which, by the way, THC is only 0.3% of THC in it. So, and it does not give you any type of high. It does not change your way of being affected like marijuana. So it's like, I can't stress it enough. There are two separate entities. Marijuana and hemp are two varieties of the same plant species. It's the cannabis sativa versus marijuana. And again, hemp has been bred to have a very low level of THC, which is 0.3% or less, which of the high levels of CBD. Marijuana, on the other hand, has been bred to have higher levels of THC. So does that answer your question?
It does. But the CBD, what is it in it that's so good for the body that it's not giving people, you know, I mean, it's not altering their moods or it's not getting them high, so to speak.
Okay.
I don't know, for lack of a better word. But
right.
What it, yeah.
Good question. In your body, you have CB1 and CB2 receptors. The CB1 helps the brain cope better, all right? So the CB1 is a receptor that's found in the brain in the central nervous system, and it's essential for that healthy function of the brain, all right? When you're talking about the CB2, that's helping the body with the immune responses. So we're specifically addressing that feeling of making sure the receptors in the bodies are responding and receiving to create a homeostasis with the immune system. So again, what are the benefits? It's amazing. CBD oil helps promote a healthy inflammation associated with, you know, regular living every day. And especially if you're working out, if you exercise and eat properly, it will help with your recovery, believe it or not, with fitness. That's part of my fitness background coming into play here. It also, because of the CB1 and CB2 receptors, it will help manage acute stressful feelings caused by everyday life challenges. That's the bottom line, because it supports that level of serotonin, which is a chemical that regulates the mood and social behaviors. It also promotes better sleep. I can't tell you, it's been night and day for myself, night and day. I mean, it's been years, so I could say that I slept like a baby. And personally,
wow.
I had a major back injury where L4 and L5 was herniated.
Ooh.
And dislocated. Surgery was successful, but that was back in 2015, okay, before CBD was in my life, and I guess everybody else's life at that point, in terms of the regular industry market. I still was having issues, and I was having issues on the other side of my spine. That was the injury was mostly on my right side, and I was starting to have issues on my left side of my spine. And it was all about the same time I was looking for Starlight. And I figured, well, what the hey? I'm going to give it a whirl. Why not?
Sure.
And personally, right at the same time, this past January, February, we had a major snowstorm. I moved the wrong way. I caught myself from falling. I felt it. I went, oh, goodness. Okay. Well, needless to say, 3 weeks later, I was getting another MRI. I made an appointment with my surgeon, and it coincided with using my first bottle of the CBD oil. And the week I had my follow-up with the MRI with my surgeon, I was already at a discomfort level of from a 10 down to a 5.
That's fantastic.
That was
Can someone take too much CBD? I mean, is it just like a, I guess they...
It's always advisable. And that's why I have become such an advocate, because there's a lot of companies out there that you'll buy the product from and you really don't have any support. You don't have a voice to go to. You don't have anyone to give you facts and information. It's advisable to always start at a low dosage, because everybody's body is different.
Sure.
So it will respond accordingly. Can you get too much of it? You really can't, but at the same time, why would you want to take too much? You don't need to, because the body will respond to it. Will it hurt you? No, it won't hurt you. I mean, it just won't. It will not hurt you. But it is best to get whoever you're, ordering the bottle from, ordering your product from. You want to have a go-to person in it. And I'm not talking customer service from the company. I'm talking a live person that you can speak with or message with, depending upon, obviously, where you're located.
Sure.
And how you communicate. But, no, I just – when that happened for me personally – well, I was just, I've got to get on the social media and start sharing this with the humans, of course, and sharing my story, because, how many people are dealing with major discomforts? And because, we CBD oil is not something to replace big pharma. It's in terms of, we cannot say, it will do blah, 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 blah for you, because we're not – because of compliance,
right.
We cannot say that.
Sure.
We cannot identify illnesses or diseases or anything like that. But I can tell you that we can identify better sleep, more energy, better metabolism, better for your blood, things like that.
Amazing. No, it's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just like the Reiki energy, the CBD will go to wherever the imbalances are.
Mother Nature's just heaven, isn't it?
Oh, my God, it is.
We have it all here, and we don't always know.
I know. I know, and, I don't know, but if your viewers realize this, but the history of CBD is amazing. There is a huge history that goes back to the American flag. For example, the first American flag was made by hemp. George Washington Jefferson both grew hemp. Yeah, really. And the hemp was used as money in the 1800s.
Yeah.
Even the Declaration of Independence was drafted on hemp.
That's too funny.
Guess what? Our energy source is now going toward hemp. And guess what? People, I'm not sure who the manufacturer is, but I think I saw on the media, on social media, where there's clothing companies that are starting to manufacture jeans using hemp. Yep.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Is that amazing?
Huge
and,
industry.
The cannabis industry, it's booming. It is just booming. And, in fact, right now, I know for 2018, it was a
6 billion industry so far. And actually, our company did 1/6 of that in from 2018 to now. And in 2022, it's projected to be a 22 billion industry. So, you know, people who are interested in not just in improving their whole life on all energies, but wanting to help others. This is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And the industry, I mean, here's a quote, the Brightfield Group. That's the group that projected CBD will be a 22 billion industry by 2022. And it makes a huge opportunity for companies out there. And of course, for entrepreneurs to position themselves, of course.
Right. So they're offering the health benefits and then also the business benefits, because you're starting to see network marketing. Companies have been around for years and years, but you're starting to see more and more companies use that benefit so that people can get involved, not only get healthy, but also make money, you know, and be entrepreneurial with it, which is great. I think that's a really good thing. It's, you used to be frowned upon, and I don't frown upon it at all, because I think if there's a win-win for everybody, that's probably the best way to go, you know? And
yeah,
also,
it really is.
It is. It really is. And we need money here on Earth, right? We need money, unfortunately, right? And it's the stupid.
It
just makes sense
that
to give. Yeah. Yeah.
There's an abundance. There's an abundance of cash flow out there.
Exactly.
It's just
exactly.
Acknowledging that and not being afraid to say, yeah, there is, and I'm ready. And I am ready.
And the companies
and
what they're doing, though, is they're starting to give pieces of the company back to the consumer rather than the companies just get huge and then the person, you know, the buyers or the consumers are just buying the products. So it's really a win-win if you look at the big picture.
It really
you know,
is. And what our company has done differently, in fact, our company has basically moved aside a lot of the fallacies behind and the misnomers about network marketing, and have utilized and made our company, first of all, our company was developed from affiliates. The two owners who were affiliates themselves in creating the major company that houses our CBD oil. And they expanded as affiliates, and they knew from past experience why other network marketing companies and their commission structures had failed because of the way they set it up. They set it up so that only certain people at the top were able to benefit. And now with what their model that they've created, we all benefit. At the same level. It's amazing. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
And,
it is,
you know,
amazing. Amazing. We only have about 2 minutes left. I hate to do this at the end.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
An hour went by already. It's unbelievable. And you're talking, this is Dalsa Nadek and Natalie Melanix on Realty Universal Radio. Dalsa can be reached at SerenityReikiForAnimals.com. Also, SpiritualHealingForAnimals.com.
Yes,
and
one other web.
Okay.
Yeah, 410-517-4394. And if you want to check out some of the CBD pet products that we have, you can go to OrderHempWorkCBD.com, which is Order Hemp Work, ATMP as in Paul, WORX as in X-ray, CBD.com.
Perfect, perfect. We will definitely have you back. I'm going to check into some of this too myself. And it's just so amazing how everything's going these days, and it's all for good, which is so important.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really want to appreciate your time and energy, and I had a wonderful time, and I'm all energized that much more. My kitty Farina sitting here wonderfully.
I could hear your kitty purring a little while ago when you mentioned it. It was like, that was so cute. So one of your seven, right? It's so adorable. And so anyhow, we will definitely have you back and stay in touch and see what we can do with this as well. And thank you, Dalsa, and to everybody out there. I wish you peace.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.